You're listening to Digging the Dirt, the Allotment Show. Hello, this is Russ, and welcome to the podcast. Good to have your company. Thanks for tuning in, and I've got to say, thanks for all your messages following the last podcast, my trip to New York City, and I featured in there a couple of short pieces on the High Line, that wonderful high-level garden running through New York, and also the allotment that I discovered at Battery Park just as I came off the ferry from Ellis Island. So thanks for all your nice comments about that as well. Well, what are you up to at the moment? Now, I'm still trying to tidy up my allotment. Most of it, I've got to say, is done now. I just have about a quarter of the plot left to tidy up and to weed. So I'm almost there. But up in here in Lancashire, we've just had nothing but rain for the last couple of months. It's been a deluge pretty much day after day, I've got to say. And the ground is just completely saturated. So regarding working on the soil itself, that's come pretty much to a halt. I don't want to ruin the soil structure by trampling all over it or anything like that. So I'm just keeping off it as much as I can at the moment. So it's slowed things down a little bit, trying to make things good, to tidy it up and put it to bed over the winter. Just a few things growing on there, just a bit of kale, at least some scarlet kale at the moment there. I don't do a great deal on the plot over winter, so that's still growing away quite nicely there. Now, one thing I have done for the first time this year is I've bought some plastic sheeting to cover the plot over winter, just to suppress the weeds, more than anything, to stop the nutrients just being washed away. So that's one of my jobs over the weekend, to put that down over the area of the plot that I've fully cleared up and weeded so far. So that'll keep me occupied for a little while, putting that down, cutting it into place and weighting it down so it doesn't blow off and lose the stuff. And also, a job that I've just done is to empty my leaf cage on the allotment this week. Now, very simple leaf cage. Four good sturdy posts in each corner. Attached to that is just good old chicken wire, and it's on a slab base as well. And every 2 years, I dig out all the leaf mould from the last couple of years, put it onto the beds, use it as a mulch. Some of it I sieve and bag that up for use as next year's potting mixtures. And, of course, it's great stuff. And it's free. Can't be better than that. And now the cage is completely empty. I'm starting to fill it up from the leaf fall from a very fortunate. I got two very old, large oak trees in my back garden. The leaves completely cover the back lawn and all the beds there. So probably, I don't know, four or five sessions between now and just before Christmas, I clear up all the leaves, take it in the barrow, just round the corner up to the allotment, and in the empty cage it goes. And that soon fills up, let me tell you. And I'll just leave that to rot down over the next 2 years, and it all starts again. And again, very fortunate, one side of the allotment is a line of oak trees as well, so plenty of source of leaves up there. And I think oak and beech, from what I've read, are two of the best sources of leaves that you can use to make your own leaf mould. But you don't have to have a leaf cage or an allotment. If you have leaf fall in your back garden, or a neighbour's or friend's, and they don't know what to do with it, get it off them. Bag it up in garden bags or waste bags. Make sure you put some drainage holes in the bottom. Also, very important, make sure the leaves are wet. The fungi won't start decomposing the leaves if they're all dry. So they've got to be nice and wet. And just bag them up, drainage holes in the bottom, as I mentioned, tie it up and just put it to store somewhere out of sight in your back garden. Leave it there, ideally for 2 years when it's completely rotted down. Have a little look at it every now and again. As I said, don't let it dry out. A couple of years' time, or even a year's time, you might have some rough leaf mould that you can use as a mulch But if you want to use it for potting up and things like that, it's recommended you let it decompose for 2 years. Sieve it, and you've got yourself a great free source of either a mixture for potting up or a good soil conditioner. And it's amazing to think that you can get that for nothing. And it's all the action of fungi decomposing the leaves. Perfect, perfect for your garden. So have a think about doing something like that if you've never done it before. And something else I'll be getting on with at the weekend, weather permitting, of course, is pruning my gooseberry bushes. I've got a nice row of well-established gooseberry bushes and red currant bushes. And all I'll be doing is cutting back last year's growth on the main stems there to 3 or 4 buds. And again, cutting back last year's growth on the side shoots to about 2 buds. At the same time, taking out any dead or damaged stems and opening up the middle of each of the gooseberry bushes at the same time, just to get a bit of good air circulation in there, just prevent any disease setting in over the winter months. So a few jobs there that I'll certainly be getting on with over the weekend coming up. Now, if you can't get out into your garden or onto your allotment, then there's always the TV and the radio for a little bit of an escape and a little bit of inspiration, maybe for something you can be getting on with next year. And I'm pleased to say Beech Grove have come up with a winter series. I think there's about one episode left to run, called Beech Grove Garden in Winter. It's a special program based on our shorter and colder days now. It's the same main presenters, Carol, George, Brian and Callum, up at the Beech Grove Garden in Aberdeen. Also features some viewers' gardens as well in and around Scotland. And you can watch on BBC Scotland on Mondays at 2:30 p.m. or BBC Two on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. and repeated on Sunday, BBC Two at 8 a.m. And you can catch up on the iPlayer. So just go on the iPlayer, search for Beech Grove Garden in Winter. You'll find all the episodes there. And of course, you can look up any of the gardening shows from, well, not just from last summer, if you missed any, but going back years on the iPlayer. So all the summertime Beech Grove Garden series, Gardener's World, you can have a look at that again. Monty's wonderful programmes about gardens around the world. So you can catch up with any of those if you can't get out and about. If you're a radio fan like me, Radio 4 on Friday at 3 p.m. and repeated on Sundays at 2, you can catch up with Gardener's Question Time, the great long-running gardening series on the radio. And again, you can catch up with every single episode on the BBC Sounds app on your mobile phone or on your computer as well. And when you get on there, there are over 700 episodes to choose from. So take your pick there. No excuse. Well, that's all I've got time for today. And thanks for tuning in to today's show. Now, next time, we might just have a very, very special announcement on the next show about something that's happening next year that I'm involved in. So I'll leave you in suspense with that. So don't miss it. We're definitely going to be talking about that on the next show. And if you want to get in touch with me, just email rparry1961@gmail.com, or you can visit the website. Just search on the internet for Digging the Dirt Allotment Show, and there's a link to send messages to me on there. Right, that's it. I think the weather's clearing up. I'm going to nip off to the plot and see what I can do on there. Thanks very much for listening. I'll see you next time. Ta-ra. You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, the Allotment Show.